It's time for the Wellness Talk, which is underwritten by Body IQ, Physical Therapy, and Yoga, teaching Haines residents the building blocks for a happy, healthy life, offering weekly group and private yoga classes and strength training, physical speech and occupational therapy by appointment at the Tower in the Fort. More information can be found at 766-2600 and on the Body IQ Facebook page. I think Body IQ moved to a different spot very close to the fort, but check their Facebook or call 766-2600 for the new address. It's time for Wellness Talk, and joining us this morning is Andrew Cremata. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing good. You know, I think it's interesting knowing we're going to be talking about something the sunshine would do, and the sun just rose, but it's not doing what you're going to tell us. Yes, could be happening. So I'm excited to hear all about how vitamin D is going to help the people in Skagway and maybe be a pilot project. Tell us all about it. What happened?
Well, we were able to get a grant through our local Elks Lodge. It's called an Impact Grant. It's through the Elks National Foundation Community Investments Program. And they offer a handful of different grants, and this is the largest one they offer. It's a $10,000 grant. We were also able to attach two other grants onto it, bringing the total that we have for this project up to $13,500. We're the first lodge in the state of Alaska to get it, one of only 19 lodges in the United States to get a new grant this year. So we're pretty proud of the fact that we've got it. So what we did with it is we created...
Stop right there. Congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome. The first lodge in Alaska and one of 19 national grants given by the Elks. Congratulations, Andrew, and the Elks.
Thank you.
Yes.
So the project is the Light for Skagway project. And what we identified is that we were looking for something uniquely Alaskan that would also get good volunteer support from the lodge. That's how you're able to get these grants awarded to you. So we recognize that we have an issue here with light. And so a lot of people have happy lights in their home.
Hmm.
What a happy light does, it's meant to help you restore your mood so that you feel better, because the full spectrum light is has that effect on the brain. However, what those lights do not do is provide the body with vitamin D. And our primary source of vitamin D is from the sun, obviously, but living here in Alaska, it's unlikely we get sun more than about, vitamin D from the sun more than about 3 months out of the year. So we're getting two lights installed at the lodge in booths, and they're called vitamin D lamps. And so they're similar to a tanning booth, but they also have the wavelength of ultraviolet light that provides the body with vitamin D.
Oh, it's the ultraviolet light that lets the skin make vitamin D.
Correct. Oh. And there are other ways to get vitamin D. So there's a lot of people up here, I think, who take supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also get them from food sources.
Like what?
Salmon is the number two food source for getting vitamin D. So you can see how people who maybe lived in these climates for centuries were able to get their vitamin D from food sources that were rich in it.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, not everybody is good at absorbing vitamin D through food. And there's a lot of debate about the usefulness of supplements. In fact, we were just reading something yesterday about how supplements really don't work for a large number of people. And so if you're in that camp, and there's probably a lot of people in Alaska who are, vitamin D lamps offer a way for you to get vitamin D where you don't have to rely on a supplement or a food source that may or may not work.
So you have booths now in the Skagway Elks Lodge?
They're being built right now, so they're going to be in the lodge. And the way the program is going to work, there's two parts to the program. The main part is the vitamin D lamps. So what we're doing is we have enough money from the grant to take a test sample of 25 people locally, and they're going to have a vitamin D blood test done here in probably about another 2 weeks. And then that test group will come into the lodge 3 to 5 times a week. It only takes 3 to 5 minutes in front of the lamp to get the vitamin D. And then at the end of that period, in the April 27th, we'll have a second testing at the Skagway Health Fair. And that's also paid for. And that test group, we will see with hard data how their vitamin D levels were affected. We also have a questionnaire we're putting together that's going to address other issues about how maybe it affected their mood, their knowledge about vitamin D and why it's important to get it. The second arm of the grant is going to be a mental health outreach program. So we recognize three groups of people that are at high risk for depression and suicide, and there are hard links to vitamin D deficiencies and those issues. Mm-hmm. Those three groups are veterans suffering from PTSD, children, especially teenagers, who may be suffering from seasonal depression, mm-hmm. and people who have or who are prone to substance abuse issues. So we're putting together a brochure that's going to address the program and these issues, and we're going to hold two first aid mental health clinics here in Skagway. So the question becomes, if you notice somebody's dealing with issues or you think they're going to through depression, how do you identify that? And then once you do identify it, how do you talk to that person? So John Hischer and the Dahl Memorial Clinic has partnered with us on this portion of the grant, and he's going to be participating in these first aid mental health seminars.
Wonderful.
That are going to help people identify these issues.
Mm. Wonderful. Well, when people use these booths now, Andrew, do you expose your face? Do you expose your belly? How do you use the booth?
I've used one in my home. I've been using it for a few years. It was my wife, Brittany, who turned me on to the idea. Because she suffered from, seasonal depression, and the vitamin D lamp has been helpful. Mm. So what you do with the vitamin D lamp is, I'd like to have it just on my belly. So you turn it on for, when you start, you do 3 minutes, and you'll if you ever had like a little tiny sunburn, you'll feel that after the first time you use it, if you have really white skin like I do. Mm-hmm. And then after a couple of weeks of using it regularly, you up it to 5 minutes, and you get your vitamin D. There are some supplements they say that you can take that can help with the absorption rates, like magnesium. Mm-hmm. So it'll be up to the individual users whether or not they want to supplement that. But it's pretty simple and straightforward. So the booths are in the lodge. You walk in, you go into the booth, you close the door. It has a locking door. You put the goggles on, like a tanning booth, because you don't want that ultraviolet light getting into your eyes. Mm-hmm. And you stand there or sit there for 5 minutes. 3 minutes, whatever the time is. We'll keep a chart so that everybody is able to log in, and then you walk out. It's that easy.
Wow. Did you choose this particular project with that grant, like the other 19 recipients of the grant? Did everybody do a different project?
They're all different projects. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you go into the Community Investments webpage for the Elks National Foundation, you can go through and they list all of the current projects that are going on, and it has all 19 of the new ones. Ours is very unique, for sure, mm-hmm. but there's some fantastic programs. And there's programs in Los Angeles where they provide food to homeless children. There's a lot of programs that focus on veterans, because that's definitely in the wheelhouse of the Elks. They're wonderful programs, and it's amazing what some of them, those people are doing in their communities that are very community-specific. So we'd like to see something like this available everywhere in Alaska. We feel like people could benefit from it. Mm-hmm. So in a lot of ways, this is kind of a test of sorts.
Yeah, a pilot project, perhaps.
Correct.
Yeah. Wow. So is there a fee involved for the public to use this, the closets or the booths?
Absolutely not. It's just a matter of having the desire to use it, signing up, and signing the waiver. And the waiver basically just says, but very much like a waiver you'd use at a tanning salon. So it's mm-hmm. not any complicated process, but it's available for people to use. We want people to be healthy during these winter months. And we always joke about it, because I may be doing Haynes too. We joke about how people get a little squirrely in February, but maybe we're getting squirrely in February because we just need a little light in our lives.
That could be. Very well could be. So, wow, that's so exciting. When will you begin the project? When could people make appointments, and how would they make appointments?
Right now, I'm in the process of signing people up, and we have already more than enough people signed up. That being said, we still, if people want to contact me, I am still putting names down, because I want to make sure that they know about all of the dates of the other events, whether or not they're a part of the study, mm-hmm. and make it clear that everybody is going to be able to use the booth if they want to improve their health or use the happy lights. We are putting some happy lights in there as well. So. Mm-hmm.
And there is a
for
difference.
For somebody who may not have those options, they'll have it there at the lodge.
There is a difference between the vitamin D light and the happy light?
Correct. Yeah, the vitamin D light is how you get the vitamin D. The happy light is that full spectrum light that will help with your mood.
Not
a lot of people have those in Right. A lot of people have them in their homes already, and you can get inexpensive versions of them, but we're going to have some nicer ones up on a stand that you could take with you inside the booth. So for that 5 minutes, you could also have that happy light on you if you want.
Wow. Well, hats off to you and the Elks, the Skagway Elks, for your wonderful project. You're going to help a lot of people. The Elks is famous, though, for helping people. Unfortunately, our time is up, Andrew. Would you like to, could you leave a contact number where people could reach you or how?
For sure. I mean, anybody's welcome to contact me at 907-973-2998. You can also call the Lodge, which is 983-2235. Or you can drop me a message on Facebook Messenger or send me a friend request on Facebook, and we'll get you signed up.
Mm. We'd be very interested, too. I would be interested on the Wellness Talk to hear the study results when you and John Hischer collect your data. And
for sure. I'm really curious as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you for helping people and all you do to bring good things to the communities of the Upper Lynn Canal.
All right. Well, thank you. I much appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye, Andrew.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Andrew with the Skagway Elks. Light for Skagway Project. The Skagway Elks Lodge number 431 is seeking participants for their Light for Skagway Project. It's a comprehensive health and educational program to help community members dealing with vitamin D deficiency, depression, and other ailments unique to our location. So sign up or contact Andrew Cremata through Facebook Messenger or call 907-973-2998. You're listening to KHNS Haines, Skagway, and Clequan Community Radio for the Upper Lynn Canal. It's 9:01 exactly.